I am so excited for my next guest. He's actually somebody that I love so much. He's been so helpful to me in my life. And he's one of the most unconditionally loving human beings on the planet. He's a co-host of this summit. And actually, the reason we're doing this summit is because he and I, along with his wife, Deborah, are doing a company together. So this is such a treat for me to introduce you to Chunyi Lin. He is a Qigong master. He is the founder of Spring Forest Qigong, and he's trained over 700,000 people around the world in Qigong and in healing. He, in 2010, was named the Qigong Master of the Year. So Chunyi, I am really excited. You and I have had so many conversations over the years, but I'm really excited to let everybody know who you are, and I know you're going to help a lot of people. So thanks for being here.
Well, so thank you, Tom. Thank you for your invite. And I'm just so happy to know you in my life. And so you're my dear friends. And we have been together for so long. I'm looking so forward to our time working together to help the world to become a better place for every species of life to enjoy. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you, Chunyi. So Chunyi grew up in China before coming to the United States. And Chunyi, tell us a little bit about your journey, because you weren't a Qigong master right from, age one or two. You had to go through a journey to find this passion of yours, this purpose of yours. Give us a little glimpse into what that journey looked like.
Oh, wow. So my journey is too long. And so I think it's impossible to tell you my journey in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I will give you a little bit background about how I became a Qigong practitioner, like who I am now. And I grew up in China, as you know. And at that time, in the Cultural Revolution, happened. I was at the age of 8, and overnight, the whole country was in a mess. So my parents were captured and put into jail, and so my brothers and sister and I got kicked out from the house and wandering in the streets and for 3 days, no food. Wow. And our nanny and an older lady, which we adopted as our grandma, and took care of us, so brought us to wandering in the streets for 3 days. And we knocked at a couple of friends' doors. And they, as soon as they saw us, they just said, no, we cannot take you. Because we were almost like the enemies of the country at that time. So no people were there to accept us. So then finally, we got somebody who was a landlord lady and brave enough took us in. So we stayed in her place for 7 days. So after the 7 days, and a group of friends of my father, who my father helped in his life, they risked their life to get into the town to find us. And then they brought us out of that town, which was in a big, big chaos. So then we escaped. And during the time, while we were trying to run away, and the so-called devoted friends of my parents to cut us, and they, wow, that was the most
friends
scary.
Friends of your
time.
Parents? Friends of your parents caught you, wow.
Yeah, they caught me and they put that rifle guns at my head, and my sister's head.
Wow.
Threatening us to kill us. And because at that time, if they didn't do that, the government might go after them because they were so close to us.
Sure.
So for no reason, right? For no reason they did that, right? That was the only political reason. So then the other guy who knew a little bit about us, he said, well, so we are trying to find their parents, but not their kids. Let the kids go. So then they signal us to run. And of course, I hold, I held my sister's hand and we ran as fast as we wish we had four legs. And then, you know, so finally we escaped out of the town. So, and of course, later on we joined our parents in across a harbor to the other side of the harbor. Then we, after the Cultural Revolution was over, you know, we were still not doing very well because and we were still considered as the bad people. So any people could insult us. And as a kid and at school, I was bullied, you know, every day in the school, the books, I mean, there's my backpack and my books and just torn when I came home and many, many times. And I was beaten black and blue. And so what was the condition at that time in China. And then after a few more years, well, at that time, so let me go back a little bit. So I focus more of my time to study. So my study was doing pretty well because I didn't have time to, I mean, no friends to play with me, right?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so then I had to focus on study. So then time went, move forward. I, after the Cultural Revolution, I graduated from high school then. So I, like many of the young people like me, you know, living in the city, were first of all educated and then later on forced to go to work in the countryside. And we call it the youth going to get the second education from the peasants in the countryside. So I went 4 years, almost 5 years, working in the rural country, 16 hours of work every day.
You know. Farming work?
No, farming. Yeah. Farming. You know? Yeah. So growing peanuts, sweet potatoes, rice, sugar canes, and those kind of things. Very heavy labor. So I had a lot of injuries. And of course, I played basketball too.
Yeah.
Then I that add more injuries to my body, and so but Cultural Revolution ended, and I got a chance to participate in enter college examinations. So then I became a college student. That was a life changing, completely changing. I learned so much, you know, in the college. So then. I became a college teacher, so I continued to practice. But I had suicidal depression. I was in a mess. I had bone spurs in my neck, in my lower back, and had injuries in my knees, and later on turned into arthritis. As a young man, I was in a mess. You know? Wow. Suicidally, I was depressed, and then my physical body, just aches and pains all over my body.
Probably but some anger too, right?
Yeah.
From being bullied and being sent out to farm. I mean, you probably were angry then.
Yeah. Oh, I was just so angry, so mad. You know. But you know, the more serious thing is you could not express your anger. You have to trap your anger inside because when you express your anger, that would attract more problems. You know? And the people will bully you more, and they at work, you know, people will look at you and also get what the hell going on here? You see, that kind of things. And then you will have less opportunities to get promoted.
Yeah.
And to get a better a salary, and you know, our salary at that time was very low, you know, so like a $5 American dollars and for a month. That was appliance.
So at that time,
as a college teacher. Wow. So at that time, when I first came to the United States to participate in exchange program, and I had Here I got the allowance, like a $60 for a month. I looked at it. Wow, so that's like a life in heaven.
Yeah.
People said, "Why you are so happy with $60? You only have $60. Is even $60? You only get what? Like a less than 10 McDonald's, right?"
Yeah.
I said, "Well, you know what? That is my 6 month. You know, so I mean, the almost 1 year salary."
Yeah,
in China,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I saved every penny, you know, to bring it home. So,
so you had all these injuries and you had this depression.
Yeah.
How did you find Qigong? How did you find it?
So I tried every way, everything to heal my knees and heal my back, but Western way and Eastern way, acupuncture, herbal medicine, injection, you just name it. Then sometimes it helped a little bit, but when the pain came back, it came back even worse.
Mm.
So one day, a colleague of mine said, you know, Qigong master coming to town, by sitting in his conference, and you could help yourself heal very serious challenges too. So I already tried everything, all right? So why not try one more thing? So then I went. And thousands of people sitting on the dirt ground in a soccer field. And so I was there listening to this master. And I didn't believe I would get healed completely. But this was the last hope. So
yeah.
I went. And the master talked and taught the Lipic techniques, and everybody was following him. And then he said, well, if you wanted to heal yourself faster and more completely, and you need to forgive those people who once upon a time hurt you so badly in your life.
Ah.
Immediately I said, no way. How can I forgive those people, right? When their life in danger, my parents gave everything to them. And when our life is in danger, instead of helping us out, they kick us out of the house and put their best friends' kids into the mouth of a wolf.
Yeah.
So no way, I said in my heart. But immediately the master said, it looks like he knew my heart. And he said, well, if you had a hard time to say, I forgive you, and you can pretend. Just by pretending to forgive these people, you can also get some good benefits too.
Mm.
I said, wait a minute. If by forgiving, pretending, I can heal myself faster and completely, well, I think that is a good deal.
Yeah.
So I started visualizing these people lying up in the sky one by one. Then I said to them, make sure they hear me. Now, at this moment, I just want to help myself to heal faster and more completely. So I pretend I forgive you. I pretend I love you. So I repeat, I pretend I love you. I pretend I forgive you, you know, so for thousands of times and very quickly murmuring. And then so I got tired of repeating the same words. I simply just, oh, I love you, I forgive you, I love you, I forgive you. And then simply just internally go, oh, that kind of a homing sound. Up to, I don't know how long I did that. Then miracle happened. My whole body was like on fire.
Wow.
Starting from the belly button, which we call it the lower dantian, and then radiating out just through my entire body, my hands, my legs, and I was starting moving the body automatically, and then even I roll on the ground, you know, so and I was shaking and trembling. That kind of a shaking and trembling was not from my mind. It's simply the body was doing it. And then it was about quite a few hours, and this master was talking 7 hours and a half, and then I picked myself up from the ground. Miracle happened. The pain in my knees, the arthritis in my knees, in my back, in my neck, completely went away. Completely. I mean, the pain. And the pain in my knees is 80% gone. I was able to jump, to run. I'm just so happy. And after that, you know, I went home, I practiced another 2 months, something even bigger happened. My suicidal depression went away. And I love people, I love everything. And the glasses, trees, and everything looks so dear to me. And wow, that was such a huge change in my life. And I call it, that's the enlightening moment I had. Then after that, I said, wow, the Qigong is so true, so real. And some people said, well, this is a psychological thing, right? You believe it, it works. You don't believe it, it doesn't work. But to me, it is just so real. And so later on, I spent all my vacation time to practice Qigong, to go to different parts of the country, to study under different masters, to go to Shaolin masters, to go to Sichuan and stay in a cave and meditate inside. The longest time I stay in a cave to meditate is 28 days with only a few apples and 3 bottles of water. So at the time, you know, so I tell you, so when I was meditating over there, I said, well, no problem. And I can survive because we went through all the trainings from 3 days fasting to 8 days fasting. Right now, here's 28 days. It's okay, you know. So I knew it. But you know what? This was very intensive meditation and training. And I got three bottles. That bottles is about 2 or 3 cups of water, you know, one in one bottle. And then, so the first 3 days, I already drank 2 bottles. And we have six apples. And the first 3 days, I ate, I ate 4. I still have 20 more days to go. So, yeah, so, wow. I was a little panicking. Then I calmed myself down, okay, anyway. And when my master said it is okay, I believe it is okay. Just meditate and meditate, you know, I survive. So that was such a huge experience. And then after that intensive training, and then I was certified as a Qigong master. Tom, I cannot hear you. There's no sound. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can hear me. Yeah. So the thing that's so cool is that you are the most, as I mentioned, you are the most loving human being I know on the planet. And so many people feel that way about you, you know, Jack Canfield and all these thought leaders. And to think of you as ever being, you know, angry or having suicidal tendencies and being depressed, I can't even imagine that. So the transformation you had in your life is incredible. It's just absolutely incredible. And so Chunyi, what we're gonna talk about today, so now you know his story, you know, everyone watching know how he came to Qigong. And one of the things is he's not only a Qigong practitioner, that's taught many, many people, hundreds of thousands of people Qigong. He also is one of the most amazing energy healers on the planet. As a matter of fact, Chunyi wrote a book called You Were Born a Healer. And his mission in life, his purpose in life is a healer in every home. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about remote healing. Mm-hmm. So, and Chunyi has been, he's been my go-to person when I've got something. I'll say, hey, Chunyi, can you help me? And he's in Minneapolis, I'm in San Diego, and he'll tune in to my energies and he'll say, you've got a blockage here, let me work on it. And he's just been just so wonderful and such a great, great friend of mine. But for people that aren't used to remote healing, they're going, how can he be in Minneapolis and you be in San Diego and something happen? Can you talk to us about remote healing, Chunyi, and a little bit about the methods you use to do that?
Sure, absolutely. So it's about the simple answer to the remote healing is, as a healer, you're sending your healing love, your healing energy to the recipient and remotely, and one person, one healer, and you send healing to many of the people across the sky, you know, to the other side of the world to help heal. And then or a group of healers or people send healing energy and remotely to other recipients. Our Spring for Qigong students always form groups to send healing to others. You know, and talking about the energy has no limitation of space and time.
Yeah.
And so you need to open your heart to understand that. It is all about energy transmission. And so you open your heart, you direct that energy and from your heart. Well, later on, I can tell you the techniques and how to do that. And to send your intention. And with the intention, you send your chi, and which here we're talking about energy, and to help others to clear the energy blockages. And so in order to help this person to heal and remotely, there's some steps. Now, these are the techniques. This is, you can call it my secret, right?
Yeah.
The first, you need to detect the energy blockages in this person's body and prior to the healing session. And then you need the information of this person, like the location of this person, the age, and if you know the birthday, that's even better, and the gender, and so while we talk about the location, right? And these are the things you need to know about this person so that you can pinpoint and to where this person is.
Yeah.
So that your intention can direct your healing energy to help this person remotely. And so that's basically is it.
That's awesome. So you can send energy and intention, you, not just you, but other people, when they learn how to do it, can send energy and intention anywhere in the world, right?
Yes, any corner in the world.
Yeah.
So there's no problem. So may I tell you a story?
Sure. Yeah, please.
Okay. Yeah. So this is not only I can do it. Everybody in my classes who learns these techniques can do it. And a long time ago, there was a student of mine called me. At the time, I was preparing to go to a formal dinner invited by my friend. Mm-hmm. And he said, I have a friend who is having a heart attack in Italy, in a village in Italy. So he is literally dying because the heart is only 15% of the heart is working. So Master Lin, can you do healing for my friend? I said, well, I'd love to do that for him, but you know what? You have been in my level 3 class and you can do it. He said, no, I don't have that power yet. I said, well, you do. And you trust yourself. You are already an advanced student. You can get a group of people together to do it, and I will send healing energy to help you, because at this moment I am busy going now. And he said, really? And I said, yes, you can do it. Then within 1 hour or 2 hours of the time, and he gathered together the 16 people in his house, started doing the meditation, and I tuned in to help them, to give them more energy. Mm-hmm. So then on the other end of the world, the doctors in Italy screaming They say, "Go, what happened? What happened?" Because the monitor of the heart, the EKG, EEG, that kind of things, is rising up from 15 to 35 to 45 to 55. The heart function actually is moving better, better and better. And then he called me back in about 1 hour. He said, "Oh, things are getting much better. So thank you. What can we do next?" I said, "Well, this is not safe yet. You need to do another healing. And I'm going to turn in tonight and I'm going to work on him too." So we did another healing. And then this gentleman, who was an engineer, and his wife was a licensed nurse in Minnesota, and they didn't believe the Qigong healing that much. And they thought, okay, and so and this is something real, is happening. And then they called me back. They said, "What can we do next?" And I said, "Well, we'll continue to work on him. And if he is doing okay overnight, and then in 7 days, he'll be back in Minnesota." And they said, "Oh, come on, no way." You know, the doctor said he needed to stay in Italy for 2 months before he could move back and do some activities. You know what? Exactly the seventh day, he was walking back in Minnesota in the street.
Well, that's awesome.
So this is the remote healing. In remote healing, this energy has intelligence. It has wisdom. It knows what to do. Once it gets into your body, it knows exactly where to go to help you to fix the damaged tissues, to reset the energetic systems, then life will resume. And so this is the way.
That's amazing.
Healing.
And that, so people in the Western part of the world have a hard time. Many people have a hard time believing that you can send energy, that energy has intelligence, it can fix things. Why do you think they have so much trouble believing that? And how did you, because you probably didn't believe that when you were growing up, but then you started to see results, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, some people have been doing remote healing every day without noticing it. You know, let me put it that way, right? So, for instance, if you have a friend got injured or in a hospital and for any other reasons, you say, "Oh, so God bless you. I will send you love and much love to you." And when you do this blessing, and automatically you already send energy.
So people are already doing remote healing.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's great. So anytime you think a loving thought for somebody or send blessings, you're actually doing exactly what we're talking about. This is great.
Exactly. When you say, excuse me, "I wish you'll be well in soon. I wish you'll be coming home and for the holiday," you know. So when you send this, intention and wishes.
Yes.
And the people is going to receive that wishes. You know, our grandpas always said, "Well, be careful what you ask for," right?
Yeah.
So when you send your love and energy to help others, and this love and this energy is going to reach that person. Yeah. But here, talking about energy remote healing, and you train yourself to activate this gift you already inborn with,
right?
And you make it work better, and more you practice, more you are trained, and more you can activate this love and this gift to help others. That is the case. So of course at the very beginning, and when I practice the Qigong, especially the healing and face-to-face healing, and then later on a remote healing, I say, "Well, yeah, this is it, you know, I would love to learn, but really, you know, I do have that moment." But after I practice, I put it working on others. Then I found out it worked. So, and it might not work every time, you know, immediately. Some people got results right away. Some people got results a little bit later, right? Mm-hmm. So some people might take several times to work. You know, it depends on the situation mm-hmm. of that person is. So, but hey, you know, it's, for instance, and if a person has a headache.
Yeah.
Long time ago, when I first started doing the remote healing, it might take like a half an hour to help to calm that headache down. Mm-hmm. And then when I practice more and more and more, the same level of headache, right now, I could do it like within seconds. That's awesome. that's the more you practice, the more focus you can give your energy, your direct energy to help others, and then the better result it will be. And plus, the more you practice, there's one more thing is involved. It's very important. It's unconditional love.
Yes.
Right? So unconditional love with the chi, with the intention, with this pure unconditional love, you are able to help others to heal faster. Yes. So now here I'm talking about like a higher level healer. You know, as a higher level healer has higher level vibration and with the energy. And this is not only that, you also need to have pure love too. The many healers I know, they have a great techniques.
Yes.
But not necessarily they practice unconditional love.
Yeah. When you, as I mentioned earlier, that is the thing to me that really stands out about you is your heart. You're so unconditionally loving. And really, I mean, it comes through. Like, I hope everyone's experiencing it just by hearing you talk, but he's just such one of the treasures in my life. And I think one of the treasures on the planet is my good friend, Chanyi. Chanyi, what are some techniques that you can share with people if they want to? I'm sure a lot of people will want, and we'll talk about later how to get in touch with you and your healers. But if they want to try healing, if they want to try healing a relative or a friend or a loved one, what are some things they can do?
Okay, so, of course, unconditional love.
Start with
you activate that. And you take three gentle deep breaths and focus mm-hmm. on the head and calm yourself down so that, and then you put a smile on your face.
Okay.
And smile is very powerful technique. You might
what
say,
does well, smile do? Yeah. What does a smile do? That just creates different energy?
Yeah, because, you know, smile, SMILE stands for, you know that? Start my internal love engine.
Oh, good. Yeah. I've heard you say that.
Yeah. So once you put a smile, automatically you start that love engine from your heart. Then you have your pure intention to help others. You don't have any kind of worries and egos at that moment anymore. Once mm-hmm. you start this love from your heart. And then, you know, the techniques you use. Okay, Tom, would you please, let's do it together, the sword fingers, right?
Okay.
Hold the sword fingers. Now here, I want you to give a little bit test of the sword fingers, how it works. So, and now you can literally feel the chi, right? Yeah. So first of all, you hold up one hand.
Okay.
Maybe left hand.
Okay.
Yeah, left hand. And the fingers are slightly open, like what I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then hold your sore fingers with the right hand. If your right hand is present, it doesn't matter, right hand or left hand. You know, just which hand you feel more comfortable. Now you say, send energy to the middle of my palm. And then you point your sore fingers to your palm and you close your eyes. And then you say, visualize light shooting out from your sore fingers to the middle of the palm. Can you feel that tingly sensation?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I can. Yeah.
So then you put your hands a little bit away from each other, like what I do. And you continue to send light to the middle of the palm. Can you still feel that?
Yes.
All right. So cool, huh? Okay. So now we're doing something we call it remote healing, right? So now you point your sore fingers to the sky and you move it and clockwise or counterclockwise, it doesn't matter. And then you say, send energy to the middle of my palm.
Send energy to the middle of my palm.
Now, do you still feel that even more tingly sensation in the middle of the palm?
Yes.
Even I feel, you know, more energy in the fingers now. You say, okay, now you can put your hands down. From here, now, the first practice, you point the sore fingers to the middle of the palm, you can feel the energy. That's natural. Well, you say, well, we have a heat, a temperature, right, that can affect in the middle of the palm. But once you put the hand towards to the sky, there is no connection with these two hands, right?
Yeah.
But with your mind, you say,
the intention. Yeah, the intention brings it right there. Yeah, yeah.
So this palm is not, then the energy will send to this palm.
Right.
So this is exactly what remote healing. It has no limitation of space, no limitation of time, and no limitation of speed either.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so this is how what you can do. And so you do the sore fingers. And this piece of technique is in the YouTube. You can find that too, the website too. So you use the sore fingers to break out the blockage. Mm-hmm. In the person's body, for instance, this person has a shoulder pain, right? Remotely, you can do that, visualizing your sore fingers sending light to break out the blockage in this person's shoulder. You do it like a 30 seconds or so at the very beginning of the practice.
Yeah.
You get better, of course, 5 seconds, that's the time you need. Chop, 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 and break out the energy blockage. And then open your hand, visualizing your hand as an energy hand going across the sky and go to this person's shoulder and take hold of the pain as a smoke and put it out and return it back to the universe as extra energy. This is not bad energy, right?
Yeah.
Then the energy blockage is also a form of energy. It's just a little bit more in condensed. So you just put it out as smoke and return it back to the universe and say in your mind, channels open, blockage is gone and completely healed. You need to say the word completely because this
healed.
Is what you want, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Completely healed, completely healed, completely healed, completely healed, and just keep moving.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, when you pull the blockage out, you will feel a sensation, kind of a heavy, sticky feeling in your hand, you know, like that. Then after that, when the blockage is going away, getting less and less, and no blockage in that area anymore, then you will feel your hand getting normal, very light, that means.
So that's the sign. When the hand feels lighter, you've gotten that out. Okay, interesting.
Exactly. And then at the end, and also when that happens, you give healing energy back and block the energy so that the result can be sustained, right? So 9 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You send energy in that way. Use the palm.
Yeah.
Give back.
That's great.
That's it.
So now everybody's learned how to be a remote healer. So first start with the sword fingers, and then you chop, 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 right? See that energy blockage breaking up, and then pull out till it feels light in your hand, and then 9 times putting energy back in. That's amazing. Thank you. You've helped so many hundreds of thousands, millions of people, but everybody who's watching, this really is a technique that will work. Now, someone may not feel it immediately because it's subtle energy. It's subtle energy that you're changing, but you can now help your loved ones, your friends, and you can even do this technique on yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if you have a sore shoulder or knee or something, you know, you can do the same steps. You're so generous. You're always helping people, and you're always the first to offer to help. I love you so much. You've been such a great friend. Where can people find you, Chunyi, and your work if they want to take the next steps in developing a Qigong practice so that they are removing blockages automatically, or if they want to become a more advanced healer, mm-hmm. or if they need healing from people that you've trained, where can they find you?
Sure. Yeah. You can come to visit my website and the swingforestqigong.com, or you can, you know, see me in the Facebook, like a Chunyi Lin or Master Chunyi Lin, and or Swing Forest Qigong in the Facebook, and you can find me too. Every day, I mean, from Monday to Friday, we have like an everyday Qigong practice, starting at 8 o'clock Central Time. So our teachers will guide you for half an hour. Every day you have a teacher to practice together with you.
Yeah.
And of course, I have many courses, level one, level two, level three, level four. And I have teachers all over the world. So you can visit the Spring Forest Qigong website, and you can find all this information. And,
yeah. I can't recommend it highly enough. I've been practicing Spring Forest Qigong ever since I learned back in 2008, 2009, when I first met Chunyi through a group that we're part of called the Transformational Leadership Council. And it's amazing. It's so amazing. It's such a wonderful practice for the body, also for the mind. And you feel so good after you do it. So I would encourage everybody to go to Spring Forest. Qigong is Q-I and then G-O-N-G.com. Spring, just like spring. Forest, just like forest. And then Qigong.com. Chunyi, thank you so much. And we've got another interview with you coming up. So we're going to be talking about energy blockages too. So look for that on the schedule here. Everybody that's watching, he'll be talking more about energy blockages and how to clear them and what they are. But thank you so much for enlightening us and teaching all of us how to become remote energy healers. It's been so wonderful of you to do that. Do you have any final words you want to share with people before we sign off on this?
Oh, so absolutely. And well, thank you, Tom. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for your invite. And just so enjoy having this moment with you. Now, our intention is very important. And you have everybody was born a healer. Everybody was born with this beautiful gifts. You can help yourself to heal. You can help others to heal. And the unconditional love is very important. When you want to help others to heal and heal completely, activate that unconditional love from your heart and trust yourself. When you trust yourself, you have more confidence. And then so with the intent and with the pure energy, then you set up a condition. You set up an environment and with your unconditional love so that your pure energy, in Qigong practice, we call it that qi, and can flow out from you. And then this qi, the intelligence, can work even better for helping yourself and helping others. And the more amazing thing of a Spring Forest Qigong practice, yes. Once you're helping others to heal, and at the same time, simultaneously, you are helping yourself to heal too. And many people, they help others with the aches and pains in the body, add it up, and they are the first one to get rid of the pain.
Yeah.
So, because you activate this qi, the intelligence is not only helping others, and you're helping yourself. So, and not like many other people said, well, I need to be well so that I can help others to heal. But in Spring Forest Qigong practice, you don't need to be perfect so that you can help others.
Yeah.
You help others at the same time to help yourself to become perfect. How about that?
Awesome. That's wonderful. That is so wonderful. Well, I love you very much. You're a dear friend and so happy to be doing this summit with you. And thank you so much for helping everybody in this. And as I said before, look for the second interview with Chunyi. That's coming up on the summit too. We'll see everybody soon. Amazing job. Thank you, Chunyi.
Yeah, so thank you, Tom. Thank you.